Hello, my friends. I'm Marissa Blackwood, and welcome to All Things Murder.
If you're a fan of horror movies or true crime, or perhaps both like myself, don't forget to like and subscribe, and don't forget to check out my TikTok at SinisterMarissa.
Welcome to All Things Murder, the show that dives into real true crime cases that inspired pop culture movies and shows we know today. I'm Marissa Blackwood, and here we all thought that Tinder was bad. Nowadays, as you know, people are using dating apps to find love, like Bumble, Tinder, or even Hinge. And the wonders of technology, it makes it still very frickin' difficult to find somebody. Let me tell you, I have been on many a Tinder date, and yet here I am. Ironically, that is how I met my boyfriend. We matched on Tinder, but then we didn't actually get talking until Instagram, so kinda, but kinda not. But if you think finding love is hard now, just imagine back, like in the 40s, without the wonders of technology. You actually had to go out and, meet someone.
Unheard of. Oh, God.
Well, my friends, wait until you hear about one couple who are trying to help singles find love in their ad for Lonely Hearts, but instead of finding love, singles found themselves murdered. Today we'll be discussing the Lonely Heart Killers, Raymond Fernandez and Martha Beck. Listener's discretion is advised. Now, this couple inspired 1970s American cult classic The Honeymoon Killers and the 2006 film Lonely Hearts were both based off the events caused by the Lonely Heart Killers. Raymond Martinez Fernandez was born on December 17, 1914, in Hawaii to Spanish parents. Now, he moved around a number of times before eventually traveling across the ocean to work with his uncle in Spain, where there he met a woman and they got married. And they had four children, and he was at the age of 20. Imagine starting a whole family. I mean, people do it, but I mean, no, I couldn't do it at 20. I would lose my mind. Raymond served in World War II before returning to the U.S., abandoning his wife and children. He was like, yeah, I'm gonna go. Nice having time with you. I'm gonna go. On the ship, he actually, karma, he actually suffered from a head injury when a steel hatch fell on his head, which damaged his frontal lobe and led him to be hospitalized for 3 months. The damage caused by this injury may have well affected, his social and sexual behavior. A lot of things happen when you have damage to the frontal lobe. After the injury, he then fell into a life of crime and was sentenced to prison for theft. There, he met a Haitian cellmate who reportedly taught him voodoo and black magic, which he thought made him irresistible to women. Ladies, who doesn't love a guy interested in voodoo? Yeah, no. Martha Jewel Beck, actually born Martha Jewel Seabrook, was born on May 6, 1920 in Milton, Florida. She had a glandular problem which caused her to be overweight and to undergo puberty prematurely. At her trial, she later claimed that she was actually sexually harassed at a young age by her very own brother, and her mom was in on it and, abused her and blamed Martha for the incident. Like, no, it's your fault, Martha. Jesus, Mother of the Year award. Martha completed nursing school, but, struggled to find a job because of her weight. So she moved around a lot, and she moved to California, and she worked as a nurse in the Army Hospital, where there she actually got pregnant with her first child. So she actually tried to convince the father, to marry her, but he was like, nah, I'm good. Nah, good luck. Later. Single and now pregnant, she returned to Florida because she didn't have anywhere else to go. And then shortly after, she became pregnant with her second kid by a bus driver named Alfred Beck. Now, they actually got married and quickly divorced after only 6 months. Now that she is single and unemployed and has two children, she actually went into a fantasy world. Gotta find that happy place when all the shit starts going crazy. You just gotta So she went into a fantasy world, buying romance magazines and novels, and watching a lot of romantic movies. Getting kind of lonely and horny there, Martha. In 1946, Martha Beck actually landed a job at the Pensacola Hospital for Children. A year later, she placed an ad for Lonely Hearts and soon received an answer from one of Raymond Martinez Fernandez, of course. Raymond came from Florida to New York and stayed with Martha briefly, but, you know, would later have to eventually go back to the city. Immediately after he left, you know, that's when shit starts hitting the fan because she later was unexpectedly fired from her job. She was like, you know what? I'm just gonna go. You know, when you're at your lowest, you're just like, I just gotta get out of here. So she packed up her entire life and just, whoop, showed up at Raymond's doorstep in New York. But, you know, Martha earned her keep, and Raymond loved the way that she would cater to his every whim. And he loved the fact that when she learned that she actually left her children for him and sent them to the Salvation Army, like, for this dude. Like, that's fucking crazy. Raymond would later tell Martha, you know, he confessed his love of crime to her, like, you know, like, hey, I like committing crime. You in on it? And of course, Martha would do anything that Raymond says. Ah, yes, anything, Raymond, anything. Thus creating the Lonely Heart Killers. So Raymond would continue answering Lonely Heart ads, and had his Martha would pose as his sister, you know, claiming he was a guest in the home of hers. Oh, I'm just a guest. Just the brother, nothing to see here. You know, this lie allowed him to keep his public, you know, respectably, and it made his victims more comfortable because, you know, somebody else was in the house with them. Like, oh, his sister's here. Nothing crazy's gonna happen. But Martha's love for Raymond made her an incredibly jealous woman. And if he ever actually slept with women from the ads, oof, Martha would fly into a very, very angry rage. And I would not fuck with her. She sounds crazy. You don't fuck with crazy. In 1949, Raymond got engaged to a woman named Janet Fay and moved into his apartment in Long Island. Martha discovered, you know, them in bed together. He broke the rule. So she murdered Janet by beating her with a hammer, after which Raymond then came in and strangled her. The pair was then forced to flee to Michigan when Janet's family grew suspicious, like, hey, where is her fiancé? What is happening here? So the couple would then settle in Wyoming Township, just outside of Grand Rapids. In February of 1943, Raymond and Martha met a widow, a 28-year-old Delphine Downey. Now, Delphine had a 2-year-old child with her, you know, who came to her to meet with the couple. At some point, Delphine became upset, and then Raymond drugged her with sleeping pills to try to, like, calm her down. Now, obviously, being a little girl, you seeing your mom acting, you know, strange, You start to cry because you don't know what else to do. And she's like 2. So the little girl starts to cry, and Martha became super annoyed by her crying. Like, ugh, turn it off. Martha actually ended up choking the little girl, but did not kill her. And Raymond then got worried about the bruises that would arouse suspicion. You know, the mom wakes up and is like, what the fuck happened to my child? So instead of having that happen, Raymond thought of the smart decision to shoot and murder the unconscious woman so she could not report them. Ah, that was smart. No, it was not. Here's another super smart decision. They actually stayed in her house for the next few days. How dumb are these people? Mind you, there is still a child there. Yes, there is still a little girl there. And the little girl's crying became so much that Martha actually drowned her to stop her from the tears. They then buried Delphine and her daughter in the basement of their own fucking house, but were worried that neighbors had already reported them missing. And on March 1st, 1949, the couple was arrested. As they should be, because they're fucking stupid. The arrest. During the interrogation, Raymond confessed to 17 murders all over the country, and then he later attempted to retract his confession, like, oh, no, I didn't mean to say that. Ha! Didn't mean to say it, confess. He told police he was trying to protect Martha, but he knew Michigan did not have the death penalty, and used the confession as a way to stay there, like, ugh, can't get me, no death penalty. Well, Raymond. However, Raymond and Martha were extradited to New York for the murder of, remember his lady? Janet Fay. Oh yeah, New York, a state that did have the death penalty at the time. Oh yeah, dude, you're fucked. They were both tried and convicted of the murder and sentenced to the electric chair. They were sentenced at Sing Sing Prison on March 8, 1951. The Lonely Hearts Club, once a way for people to find companionship, became the killer's victim pool. With online dating being so, like, the norm now, the actions of the Lonely Heart Killers still serves as a cautionary tale for those looking to find love. And that, my friends, is the twisted romance of the Lonely Heart Killers. Thank you guys so much for joining me. Stay safe on those dating apps, people. Seriously. I'm Marissa Blackwood, and don't forget to tune in next week for a new All Things Murder, if you dare.